Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Around these parts, this time of year, the big story for most of you and me was and is the Washington draft. My God, Denton, the grades, the RAS scores, the NGS scores, the number of team captains. I mean, what a draft! I got this from Jackson. Jackson wrote, Kevin, this was a validating weekend. This franchise is in a completely different place. I can't believe we finally drafted like an NFL team. This from Leonard. Sheehan, best we've drafted in years. Adam Peters should just take a bow and say, you're welcome. This from Sellers. The RAS score... That would be relative athletic score for those of you unfamiliar. The RAS score was the highest in the NFL. Lots of exclamation points after Sellers wrote that. Peters had a plan. First time we've said that about an offseason. And then this one from Rep. Rep wrote, I haven't been this optimistic about one person in the organization since Joe Gibbs left in 2007. Adam Peters is a star. We have a combination of Howie Roseman and Ozzie Newsome leading our franchise. Rep, that's a hell of a combination. Ozzie, by the way, just not that you didn't know this, but Ozzie's not the actual GM anymore. He's retired. He's still a part of the Ravens organization, but Eric DaCosta does a great job. Ozzie, though, as a general manager, is an all-time great. That is for sure. So, please do not take what I'm about to say the wrong way. Don't take this the wrong way, those of you who are ready to hand Adam Peters the 2024 GM of the Year award before an actual game is played. Because I too am more optimistic about things than I've been in a long time. I understand that feeling. But some of you out there just need to kind of slow it down a little bit. Take a few deep breaths. You'll both enjoy it more. Grading a draft a few minutes after it ends is mostly ridiculous. It's silly, really. Now, if your stated goal is to grade a draft based on a certain criteria that either you believe in or some of you have actually created yourself, like as an example, something like the value of the position in which players were selected. You know, that can be an in-the-moment evaluation. Warren Sharp has something he uses. It's called draft capital over expectation. It identifies the picks that were value picks versus those that were reaches based on, you know, some sort of average mock draft ranking of the players before the draft started. An example, Johnny Newman, Washington's first second-round pick, was supposed to be picked in most mock drafts in the first round, somewhere late teens to late 20s, but Washington got Newman at number 36 overall. That's great value. If that's what you're looking at in terms of evaluating, I don't have a problem with that at all. But as long as most of you understand, and I think most of you do, it really doesn't mean much in terms of what the player will become. I mean, the teams in the front offices of teams who are paid to get this right are actually deemed to be successful when they get it right on like 40% of the players that they pick. There's no way today for any of us to know if Washington's 2024 draft will be a success. I'm going to go through it and give you some thoughts because that's what we always do this time of year. But there's no way I or anybody else can possibly get to where Leonard got to when he wrote, "Best we've drafted in years, Adam Peters should just take a bow and say you're welcome." Or where Rep got, "I haven't been this optimistic about one person in the organization since Joe Gibbs left in 2007. Adam Peters is a star. We have a combination of Howie Roseman and Ozzie Newsome leading our franchise." Look, Adam Peters seems like a good guy and a smart guy, and there are plenty of people out there crowning his first draft, you know, already. I mean, did you see the grades? Holy smokes. CBS Sports, Washington got an A+. Sports Illustrated, A+. The Ringer, A. Pro Football Focus, A. Sporting News, A. Kuiper, A-. NFL.com, A-. USA Today, A-. The worst grade I found out there was the Washington Post gave it a B-. I think the evaluator, I think it was Maskey. I should have checked and confirmed that. I think it was Mark Maskey who gave them that grade. I mean, hefty praise, impressive grades, but they are just guesses. Like, here were the grades, and I went back and looked at this yesterday. Here were the grades of Washington's 2020 class. NFL.com, A-. USA Today, A-. Sports Illustrated, B+. Yahoo, B+. CBS Sports, B+. PFF, B. On that 2020 class. Kuiper actually gave it a C+. That was the worst I could find of the bigger named evaluators. I think most of you know now that not one player from that 2020 Washington football team draft is on the team anymore. You know, the real grade on that draft, now you can grade it, is something closer to a D+. Than an A or a B+. The WFT, Washington Football Team, 2021 draft graded out as A+ by DraftWire, A- by PFF, A- by NBC Sports, B+ Ringer, B+ NFL.com. I mean, that draft was highly thought of by some of the graders out there. The best player from that 10-player class in 2021, I think we would say is Sam Cosmi so far, right? I mean, St. Juice, Jamin Davis, De'Ami Brown, Derek Forrest have played a bunch of games, but the grade today, 3 years later, is obviously much different than the way it was graded in the moment. If I went back and looked at just the reaction to the trade made in 2022 in the draft, my God, when Washington traded back from 11 to 16 with New Orleans, I mean, if I spent the time, I could find hundreds, maybe thousands of tweets, notes from people saying, "One of the best draft day deals in franchise history. Are you kidding me? We got Dotson, Robinson Jr., Turner, Howell, and the Saints. How stupid were they to give up all that for Chris Olave?" But look, I think most of you know what I'm talking about. I'm preaching to the choir here for, I think, the majority of you. Most of you understand what this weekend is, you know, in the moment. It's a great television show for starters. It is. I mean, to me, it's always been great listening to, you know, Kuiper and Jeremiah and all these guys that have put in the work and studied this all year long. It's entertaining. I've always loved that aspect of it. And it's a few days to fantasize, because that's really what it is. Fantasize about what it may bring to your team down the road. It's also a couple of days to argue based on nothing really, but to argue about it and debate it. But the reality is, it's just 3 days in April that can't possibly be reasonably judged until 3 years later. That doesn't lessen the importance of it. You know, it is the best chance for teams to create, you know, the backbone, the foundation of a winner. It's super important to the teams, and I'm not minimizing that part of it at all. I'm talking about the in-the-moment banter, the in-the-moment evaluations. You know, whether you are Mel Kiper or Lewis Riddick or Dan Orlovsky or even Adam Peters, or you're my guy Leonard, who said that Adam Peters can take a bow and say you're welcome already. Nobody can take a bow today. Nobody can. With that said, we all...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.